Well, as we continue to follow that developing story, let's get to a story today from the business world. There's a report that Apple is in talks with Comcast for a new set-top box that would allow customers to stream live TV, on-demand programming, and videos stored in the cloud. Joining us with the details is Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times, who's with us from New York as he is each week. Hi, Cardiff.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, tell us about what we know about this Apple deal.
So right now it's all very speculative. We have only this report in the Wall Street Journal to go on. But it looks like the idea is that essentially Apple would provide streaming services using its desktop box, and it would use Comcast's cable infrastructure. The interesting thing about this deal is that it looks like they're trying to conclude a deal where it would essentially be what's called a managed service, which is that essentially Apple would get like its own pipe through which to send its content onto consumers. And the reason this is so controversial, if it in fact, you know, is going to happen, is that it would sort of violate, or it might violate, what's known as net neutrality, the idea that no content should be privileged in terms of how it gets to consumers. Now, the counter to that is that they're going to say, well, no, we're only getting our own flow, we're only getting our own pipe. We're not necessarily saying that it should be privileged over the rest of the public internet, which would be going through its own pipe. They would essentially be paying extra for its own flow.
Is this an admission, if this ends up happening, that Apple TV was not the way to go, that they have to be part of the cable box in order to work?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think one way to think about this is essentially that it would be a next step, that it would be a natural progression or a natural evolution in how Apple would try to get its content to consumers. What's interesting about it is the idea that it would essentially almost be competing with Comcast at the same time, because Comcast has its own apps that also run on, for instance, I believe the Xbox.
Right.
And that's another thing that would be kind of controversial. But you're right in what you said at the top, that you know, Comcast has been so in the news this year because it has so much going on. And it's going to be interesting to see how this fits in, for instance, with its proposed buyout of Time Warner Cable, with its deal with Netflix, which has some similarities to these proposed talks with Apple. I think this is a company that's got a lot of interesting stuff going on.
Well, yeah, I wonder if Netflix is kind of concerned today reading this news.
I'm not really sure. I think they've got their own thing going on right now. And, you know, these people, these companies all compete within a similar space anyways. They're all trying to get content to the consumer. And until they start to build their own last miles, essentially their own infrastructure, the way Google, for instance, is trying to do, they're going to have to deal with the cable providers no matter what. So, you know, if I were Netflix, I would always be nervous about Apple anyways. And this is just something that I think just furthers along that competition.
Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times. Cardiff, thanks.
Thanks so much.
And before we go to break, we want to note a TV and film star who has passed away, James Rebhorn, who most recently played Carrie's father in the Showtime series Homeland.
What would you expect her to do, not even fight back?
She's not fighting back. She's making herself a target. There are people who want her indicted on criminal charges.
So you're threatening us?
I'm telling you the truth.
Rebhorn also had supporting roles in dozens of movies over the years, including Independence Day, Scent of a Woman, and Meet the Parents. Here he is in My Cousin Vinny.
I used a Hewlett-Packard 5710A dual-column gas chromatograph with flame analyzation detectors.
Uh-huh. Is that thing turbocharged?
Only on the floor, Mom.
And, of course, Rebhorn will be remembered as the assistant DA in the Seinfeld series finale.
So Mr. Costanza parked in a handicapped spot, and as a result, you got in an accident, and your wheelchair was destroyed?
That's right.
And then Mr. Kramer gave you a used wheelchair?
That's right.
James Rebhorn on the last episode of Seinfeld. He died after a battle with melanoma at age 65. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.